Hey, friends. Welcome to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Christy. We are two sisters who love Jesus, and we are committed to walking out our faith one step at a time.
In this season, we will be talking about walking while we are waiting.
Welcome back to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. This season, we are focusing on walking while we are waiting. Waiting is not one of those topics that is a real feel-good topic, is it, Kelly? It kind of makes our flesh cringe sometimes because our flesh wants and craves immediate relief and instant gratification. But what Kelly and I have experienced in our own lives is that our bodies were actually created to deal with a great degree of discomfort. There are powerful lessons, and there is a greater satisfaction that we can learn and even possess through the process of waiting. Thank you for joining us again at the table as we discuss and discover the joy that comes through waiting. We can confidently put our faith and hope in the hands of a good and loving Father because He walks with us and He is for us in this season.
Yes, and at the end of last episode, we left you with a challenge to set your table. Yes. And provide a intentional space where maybe your family gathers and you're together and there's an opportunity to share and just be with each other.
And maybe you're not with your family, right? And maybe you have a space of your own, but just setting the table is that intentional reminder that you're talking about. Yeah. Just to have time to spend with God, to focus on your priorities, what's important in life, and how God can be a part of that. So yeah, how did your table go?
So I set my table. It looks great, not super fancy, but I was so proud that my table was set. And I just have to say this week, we spent more time at the table. And it wasn't always super pretty. I mean, Luke was doing homework at the table. And we were having discussions with Jacob about Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Luke was at the table eating or doing homework, but we were together and it was intentional. And I think just setting the table provided space for us to be together. That's awesome. What about you?
Well, I definitely set my table. And Mike and I were kind of on different shifts this week. So although we didn't spend a lot of time at the dinner table eating together, and he's been doing a little fasting as far as intermittent fasting goes. So he's kind of done with eating before dinner time for most of us. But for me, it was a great time just to sit down with my Bible to study. And even though the table was set, it was a visual reminder that I'm not sitting at the table just opening my Bible to read my Bible, but the presence of the Lord was already there waiting for me too, just because I had already intentionally set it. So yes, I love that idea of setting the table and being intentional.
So we would love to hear from you. Did you set your table?
Yes.
And maybe you could post a picture on Instagram or Facebook of your table
being
set and just how God used that intentionality to provide space for you and God and you and your loved ones.
Great idea. Great idea. Well, Kelly, today was actually a very big day. And all your surgeries are kind of complete for right now.
Yep.
And today we sat in an office and they turned on the stimulator and it was pretty cool, wasn't it?
It was.
But leading up to today, I just would love for you to touch on even some of the things this week we are continuing to talk about joy and how we can have joy in the waiting. And sometimes that joy comes in the morning, doesn't
it? That's right.
The nights can be long, they can be lonely, they can be uncomfortable. But joy comes in the morning, usually.
Yeah. And Christy, we were just talking today about what does it look like to have joy when you're waiting? And sometimes that just looks like doing the next right thing, the next thing that God leads you to do. And yeah, so this week, this last 2 weeks has been filled with excitement mm-hmm. and anticipation for today. Absolutely. And we want to share that with you. But I also just want to share that there has been discouragement. There has been doubt and fear. And what if it doesn't work? And what if I'm different than everybody else? And it works for everybody else, but not me. And then feeling guilty for having doubts. And I shouldn't have doubts if I really trusted God. But
I'm human
and God sees me where I am. So I could pretend that I don't have any of those struggles, but God knows already. And so I'd rather just be honest with myself and you and with God and allow Him to walk with me in those areas. So Christy, even you and I this week, we were just planning for today.
Right.
And I wanted Christy to be there so bad. And I feel like I needed her there. And we had done surgery one and surgery right. two. And we had shared all this information. And there was a little possibility of you not being able to come. And
well, there was a big possibility.
Yeah.
Because today has already been a long day and it's not over yet. We have Bible study later this evening. And I really didn't know how I was going to schedule going all the way downtown to Charleston and figure all the details out for today.
Right.
And it wasn't that I didn't want to be a part of it. It was just one of those things that schedules and life sometimes isn't easy.
Yeah.
And we had a little tension, didn't we, on the phone when I said, I don't know how I'm going to make that work, but I'll meet you afterwards. And there was silence, like on the phone.
Silence because I was mad, but silence because I was just kind of heartbroken
and I felt it. I felt it. But
yes,
the beautiful part that we just want to share in this is my daughter just beautifully said, Mom, I will come home. I can help with the animals. I can help. I can make this work and you can go. And so I just want to publicly say thank you, Michaela, for letting me be a part of Kelly's appointment today. And I cannot imagine if I'd had missed it. Yeah. And it's just those simple things. It's the little things that maybe we don't know are the big things that mean all the difference. And that was one of them this week. Simple reminder.
Yes. Yeah. And it affected so many people today for you to be able to be there. And so thank you, Michaela. But just in the weeks leading up to today, I just want you to know that we're real people mm-hmm. and we have struggled with real feelings of what it's going to look like. And God, where are you? And I know you're here and I know you're real. But those are real.
Absolutely.
And God's word is real. And that's how we fight
That's right.
Our battles, our struggles of doubt, fear, and insecurity.
That's right. And Psalm 30, verse 5 says that weeping may stay for the night, but what comes in the morning?
Joy.
Rejoicing comes in the morning. And I have another story that I was thinking about, just anticipation and excitement leading up to today, Kelly. And I had this picture of my little guy at probably 16 months old. I know Christopher could climb out of the crib. And I can remember his little feet hitting the ground. And I could hear the little pitter-patter of just him running towards me and Mike. And it was probably dark outside, but he was on a mission. Mommy, outside. That kid always wanted to just wake up and be outside. And he expected that when he woke up in the morning, that he was going to go outside and he was going to play. And I was reminded this week that that is the God that we serve too. How awesome must it be for us when our feet hit the floor in the morning,
yes,
and say, God, will you be a part of my day? Will you join me in today? And today I anticipate good news, a good day, yeah, healing. I anticipate you to go before me and yes, have joy today. And I just had that picture of Christopher when he was little coming to us. And that's what he was expecting.
Yeah.
Was good things. And we as God's children can wake up in the morning and anticipate with excitement what he has for us. Yeah. And that we definitely saw some excitement today.
Yes, we did. We're going to take a short break and be right back and share with you the exciting news of today.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening. My name is Adriana. I produce and edit this podcast. I just want to let you know, Walking with Kelly and Christy is an independent podcast. That means it thrives and grows on your support. So please continue to interact with the podcast, follow it, share it with all of those around you. It really is the best way for us to grow. Thank you for your continued support and helping us reach new audiences. And remember, keep walking.
Welcome back, friends. Today we are discussing joy and how we can have joy in a season of waiting.
Yeah.
And today we are celebrating with joy some of the results that Kelly got back after the stimulator has been turned on, and we are seeing immediate results. So yeah, Kelly, it is a joy to be sitting across this table, but what everybody can't see is that your hand is steady. You raising your hand, and yeah, that's huge. Like, that is huge. A huge celebration today.
Yeah, so exciting. We went to MUSC at 8:30 this morning, just kind of not sure what this process would look like. But we got there, we were met by our doctor and the engineer who helps with the product, and she was awesome. And we just began, and the doctor asked how I had been and how the first two surgeries went, and we did some of the exam work that I hate doing because the tremor's so bad. But, Chris, but then we turned on the stimulator and they began to regulate
tweak the settings. Yeah.
The settings. And it was amazing. And just drinking from a glass without tremoring, eating a donut without tremoring, and holding my hands out without tremoring. You can see pictures of that on Instagram or Facebook to help you understand.
It is absolutely a miracle.
Yes.
And it was immediate.
Yes. And it took maybe an hour for them to regulate, like, the questions were, are you tingling? Are you tight? And so constantly on my right side. They were looking for any kind of just what's it called when you have a side effect with the stimulator being turned on. And, you know, we kind of went back and forth for an hour just figuring out the right setting. And
I'm going to just, kind of chime in, because what I was absolutely amazed at was the process was not rushed. We started at like 8:30, but we were probably there till 10:30.
Right.
And the process of going through the settings and making sure everything was just right and uniquely right for you and your stimulator, it took time. And I was again amazed at the team, because there was not one time that I felt like you were being rushed to be at a place of healing or to see, perfection. But it was like, and that reminded me in the moment of like our walk with Christ.
Yeah.
And we become a Christian, we take a step of faith. And I think sometimes people think their lives are going to be completely changed, but it does take a process.
Yeah.
And as you were just saying that, that's what I was just reminded of, that this process takes time and we need to be patient with it. And they were amazing. Like they were so amazing.
And they gave me a clipboard and wanted me to write my name. And y'all, I have not written my name without just severe tremors for over a year. And I could write my name and I could doodle on a piece of paper. In fact, I was doodling when we left and I accidentally stole the clipboard because I got in the elevator and I was
so excited. We'll send it back in USC. We'll send back the blue clipboard.
But I was just so excited about being able to write and doodle and draw. And God is so good. And I think we act surprised. Mm. We've been praying for this and hoping for this and believing God for this. And we see his hand in this. Mm-hmm. But yet we're still kind of just surprised and shocked by it. And even the doctors, they've told us that you'll see great results. And, you know, I guess there's just a little bit of question until it actually happens to you.
That's right. And doubt is real.
Yeah.
Doubt is real.
Yeah. And God can handle our doubt.
Absolutely.
If we bring it to him. And we're still in process.
That's right.
You know, I mean, I think there's still a tremor in my head. Mm-hmm. And the doctor said we'll deal with that next month.
That's right.
Obviously, my left side has not been affected by the surgeries yet, so we'll deal with that in the year to come. But right now, we are celebrating that my dominant side, which is my right side, is tremor-free for the most part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Psalm 126:3 says, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad, and we are rejoicing." And we can rejoice through the process, and also know that it's not done. This whole process isn't finished yet, but we're all a work in progress.
But thank you for sharing in this with us and praying with us during this last month, and we're rejoicing today. And for us, joy did come this morning.
That's right.
And we know that circumstances don't always determine rejoicing.
That's right.
I mean, there's been several days and weeks where I can still have joy, but there was pain.
That's right.
And there might be some of you that your circumstances haven't changed.
That's right.
But you can still have joy for today.
That's right. And it is a choice. And we've talked about that before. But when your feet do hit the ground in the morning, it's a choice whether we say, God, join me in this doubt or this situation that I'm in, or I'm going to sit in the frustration of the situation. And we have seen the benefit of inviting God into every single one of those situations when we do, and we don't get it right every day.
That's right.
But when we do choose joy, what does that look like, Kelly? What does joy look like for you when you choose it?
It's just a knowing in my heart that God is present, He's real, His word is real, and I'm walking in the truth of who He says I am and who He is.
Me too. I think for me, it's a quiet confidence.
Yeah.
I don't have to always say it out loud, but it's the confidence of knowing that God is with me. He is for me, and He wants what's best for me. Like, that's the confidence, and I have joy because of who He is and not what my circumstance looks like. Yes. And Kelly and I both kind of were reading in Joshua earlier today. I was kind of doing some studying in Joshua and reminded of how the Israelites were walking around the city of Jericho.
That's right.
And for 6 days, they were in silence, and they walked, and they walked. And Joshua 6:10 in the New Living Translation says, "Do not shout, do not even talk," Joshua commanded, "not a single word from any of you until I tell you to shout," and then shout. And what they saw when they were obedient and in their timing to keep doing what they had been commanded to do, the walls of Jericho fell and there was victory. And we were just reminded of that story even yesterday. And as I was studying this week, I just found it very, maybe it's my algorithm on my Facebook and Instagram accounts, but every now and then I see somebody post something, and Holly Furtick posted the same verse. And what she said was, the Israelites walked around Jericho for 7 days and only shouted for one moment. And often in my life, I shout for 7 days and only walk with God for one moment. And then I wonder why no walls come down.
That's
and
good.
She just said, don't get it backwards. The power of your shout comes from your walk with God. And your walk brings power to your testimony, to your relationships and your faith. And I just, that spoke volumes to me. We're talking about walking and being consistent and being faithful. And I just loved that picture.
Yeah.
Walking, not shouting. I do a lot of shouting sometimes.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. Well, we just want to leave you today with something to think about, something to ponder, maybe a small action you can take, and just ask you to take time to recognize the simple joys in your everyday life. For me today, it was a simple joy of eating a donut without a tremor. I know that seems so silly to so many, but when you've dealt with tremors for so long and not been able to eat without tremors, that's a simple joy that I am thankful for today.
That's right.
Yeah. So what in your life is just a simple joy that you can take time to enjoy.
And maybe something that you've taken for granted. You know, maybe it's you're able to listen. You can hear a podcast or you can listen to a worship song. Don't take those things for granted that seem simple, maybe for everybody else. There's somebody that can't do that. So the things that you can do, those simple things, just enjoy them.
Yeah. And thank God for them.
That's right.
And so we'd love to, again, to hear from you. Just what does that look like for you? And you can find us on Walking with Kelly and Christy Instagram or Walking with Kelly and Christy on Facebook, or send us an email at walkingwithkellyandchristy@gmail.com. And we have loved the comments some of you have sent, and just the interaction we can have with you means so much to us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And until next time, let's keep walking.
Rooted Studio. Hey everyone, thank you for listening. My name is Adriana. I produce and edit this podcast. I just want to let you know, Walking with Kelly and Christy is an independent podcast. That means it thrives and grows on your support. So please continue to interact with the podcast, follow it, share it with all of those around you. It really is the best way for us to grow. Thank you for your continued support and helping us reach new audiences. And remember, keep walking.